when Ryan first pitched this thing, we were actually all three of us in a hangout, and we were having some weird conversation about something. And Ryan looks at the camera and he says, "That could have been a podcast right there." And I just stopped dead in my tracks. I'm like, you know what? It could have been. That was kind of cool. And it just sort of blew up from there. So
I was a little offended you didn't ask me to join.
Well, you're busy.
Regular guest spot, always welcome.
Yeah.
So I can show up here every week. But if it ever hits it, I don't get any of the money. Yeah, I mean, he's not no. part of the cast. He just hangs out. He's the guy that just won't leave.
Have you seen my stapler?
Right.
Hey everybody, it's Rick from Scratched. This week we've got a little bit of a different show going on. We have added a fourth, Alan, the woodworking junkie Robinson, not a real junkie. He is joining us from Canada, of all places, way up north in the Arctic cold, according to Eloy anyway, as you'll see. Anyway, Alan is joining us to let us know what the Canadians think about life in general and you know, how we all grew up and things like that. He is incredibly funny and he adds an aspect to the show that I think you'll find quite enjoyable. On that note, if you could take the time to check us out on scratched.net, and all the other links are there in terms of Twitter, iTunes, all kinds of crazy places to find us, as some of you, if not most of you, already know. So take a look at those for us and let us know what you think. In the meantime, let's go ahead and get started with episode 105 featuring Alan Robinson. Seriously. He's not a junkie.
The first video that I saw of the woodworking junkie was the one where you go and explore, like, an abandoned house.
Probably a farmhouse, yeah. There's a lot around here.
Yeah. I saw a lot of movie making, you know, sort of leaning towards movie making and all these things, and I thought to myself, oh, wow, that's taking, like, woodworking and just blowing it out, you know, into a different direction, which I enjoy. You know, yeah.
That was my aim for sure. I'm not going to call anybody boring by any means, but as a whole, watching woodworking videos for me was basically the same video after another. Once I learned everything or seen everything and got to a point where I was seeing it twice, I wanted to see more of the maker behind the camera. You know, I was constantly right. wondering, like, what does Izzy Swan do when he's not behind the camera? What's it like inside his house? And things like that.
On the toilet. Thought,
yeah, what's Izzy like? What's Izzy Swan like on the toilet?
I don't want that.
No, I'd watch that vlog all day long.
I've seen enough of Pat Lapp on the toilet. I don't really need any more of that in my life.
What's it called? What's it called, Rick? What's your spot on Maker's Wanted called again?
Oh, deep thoughts from a shallow bowl.
Yeah.
That look you give the camera right before you hit.
Absolutely. Priceless. Just priceless.
Yeah. That was totally on the fly. When Sherry and I first got together, we actually met at work, and we had a really tight-knit group between the section that I worked in and her section, and we were all talking and whatever after work. We'd go out and do whatever. But I used to go home, and we weren't living together at that point. And I would, first thing you do, you know, you get home and you take care of business, so to speak. And I would have these deep, long conversations with people, kind of like we do. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to encapsulate that, and I'm going to start sending out these texts as I'm having these thoughts occur to me while I'm on the crapper, you know. And it was called Deep Thoughts from a Shallow Bowl. That was the first text. And then the next one was the actual thought. And when I stopped doing that, people were like, why didn't I get a text last night? I was like, oh, I was just screwing around with that, you know. And eventually people were just like demanding it, you know. It's like, really? You got to be kidding me. It's so gross.
So you're saying this is actually a thing, though, that there's an actual, people want.
He had a legitimate blog that he did from his toilet.
Wow, it was just text messages, yeah, to people I worked with.
All right, microblog.
Yeah, random crazy things that occurred to me while I'm taking a crap. I mean,
that is when the best thoughts come.
I keep very close to my toilet area, I keep Harbor Freight catalog little booklets and stuff. I just love, like, when I see, every time I pass, you know, turn the page and I see, like, something that I'd like to buy, it's like, whoa, yeah! It's like, you're almost riding a horse sitting up on there.
You know they don't do that anymore, right, Eloy? We have the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not while you're crabbing.
Yeah, your tablet or your phone.
What?
Right. No, I don't see. That's one thing that I can't adjust with. Sitting with the little phone. I mean, if it's a tablet, I could deal with.
I see. He wants to cover up.
But I can't. No, I want to see. I can barely see the phone, dude.
Well, you're pushing too hard then. If you start seeing dots, you should probably stop, you know, think about things for a second. Maybe consider onions that are not in a jar.
I just screwed you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. We do this all the time, and it's...
It broke up at the last second I started speaking. Shut up, Eloy.
Alan, you're done. Alan, you're done. Let's move on to Ryan. Ryan, you're
I will leave this.
Okay. And that's great, Ryan. That's great,
you're
Ryan.
The worst,
Rick, what do you have to say?
Worst host I've ever heard.
Okay.
Scratched.
It's different in Canada.
It's true. There's a larger border in play here. Oh, my God. Wait. We've gone international. That just occurred to me.
Wait a second. You know what we should call this podcast?
Scratched International?
Scratched International.
the episode
hold
title?
On. Because I don't know if we brought this up, and we got to bring it up eventually in one of these, but does Alan know what the original name for this was pitched as by Eloy?
Do I want to know?
You definitely want to know.
Eloy?
Dingle and the Berries.
And why would you not pick that?
Oh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? I knew it.
That's why you didn't ask me to be a fourth, because then you'd have an even number, and it would have been two against two for that.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
You see what I'm saying, guys? That Dingle and the Berries?
I want to be one of the Berries.
Yeah, I don't want to be Dingle.
Willingly.
No, wait a second. Who was the Dingle?
That Rick is definitely Dingle.
I think we decided on that the first time around, too.
Yeah, you did.
No, wait a second. I'd rather be a dingle than a berry, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Think about it. A berry can be plucked out and tossed away, but the dingle, he's going to stick around. He's going to fight for his rightful place. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, God.
Don't be surprised if a podcast pops up next week called Dingle and the Berries.
I can tell you it's available. If you're looking for that domain, it's out there.
You're not going to disregard this section where we talk about Dingle and Berry. It's classic.
I know.
You were adamant about naming that Dingle and the Berries like for an hour or more.
Oh, it took you an hour to talk about it?
It was much longer.
The problem is... No,
it
the problem
spanned
is
three
that,
meetings.
The problem is that if we're looking to be normal or safe, then okay, but everybody does that. But if you're it doesn't mean that we're rude. It doesn't mean, and plus, Dingle and the Berries does not mean what you think it means. It means it because you're thinking dirty, but there's a guy named Dingle.
And there's you can't even say it. You can't even say it with a straight face. Don't give me that.
And then there's the Berries. Dude, see, that's the problem with you guys, that you're thinking, like, I'm saying there's a guy named Dingle, and then there's these Berries. But you guys are connecting it into this dirty thing, and that's up to the listener. The listener's dirty. We're clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eloy has just eliminated every bit of hard work I've done over the last 2 weeks to bring this podcast to you. I apologize for him saying you don't matter. You're dirty sinners, all of you.
Scratched. I listened to episode one and thought it was awesome, but something that really bugged me in there, you know what that was?
What?
Your thoughts on Ben Affleck. I gave you a task after that episode. What was that task?
I'm going to be fair. I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to be fair.
Okay, isn't going to be an argument. This will not be an argument.
No,
we're allowed
to
have different opinions.
Of course. No, but I'm going to be fair because I know that we're entering, you know, shark-infested waters here, possibly. But I'm just going to tell you right now that I didn't watch
I knew it.
Yeah, I saw that coming too.
What did you tell him to watch?
Oh, yeah, I gave you a good list. I said The Town. Yeah. Nobody can watch The Town and tell me Ben Affleck is a bad actor, writer, or director. Nobody.
Oh, Ben, Mr. Affleck. No, dude, his face is too clean cut, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, his cheekbones are delicious.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. That's the problem. Nice.
That might have been the wrong word, but
okay.
He's a beautiful man.
But that's
your problem. Your problem, Eloy. Your problem is you're only looking at the time he was with Jennifer. That's it. That was only a few years.
Yes,
that was only
sucks.
A couple of years. He's been around 20 years.
Afflicker? What was it called? J-Lower?
I don't know.
Benifer?
That was a terrible time.
Isn't that dog food? I think we feed that to my dog.
Geely. I admit that was a terrible, terrible time. I couldn't watch him then either. But before that, he was with Kevin Smith. Awesome, awesome stuff. Holding
McNeil.
He was
with who?
Kevin Smith.
He was with a dude?
No. Oh, God. This is...
You can't be a podcaster and not know.
Wow.
I don't know anybody, dude. All I know is you guys and whatever I watched in the 80s. Other than that, I don't know.
All right, you know what? You know what, Eloy? I'm going to say one thing. They Live was awesome.
Thank you so much.
I was yelling at my phone during that. I was like, how do you not watch They Lived? It's like not watching The Goonies.
No, but I think they have to be pulling my leg with that, dude, because I don't understand it.
I didn't believe them either. I was like, come on.
Never. And haven't tried.
You still haven't watched it since then?
No.
You can watch it free on YouTube, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch that tonight after the podcast if the podcasts don't run longer than 10 hours.
You're gonna watch it at 4 a.m.?
I put that chewing bubble gum on the Facebook page.
Yeah. That's a great scene. I can't believe, you know what it is? You're being posh. I'm thinking of Page right now. You're being posh about it, like snooty about it. You're thinking, well, I'm gonna draw the line on the sand because he said it's good and we've already admitted that we haven't seen it, so we're gonna die not watching. This is sort of what I'm.
you don't get a voice though if you haven't seen Clerks or Mallrats.
I saw Clerks when it came out, but I don't remember. Dude, I don't remember 3 days ago, dude. Seriously,
Ben was not in Clerks.
What?
He didn't come along. Right. Ben wasn't in Clerks. He didn't come along until Chasing Amy.
I saw Mallrats.
You've seen Kevin Smith movies.
He was in Mallrats. Yeah, he was in Mallrats.
Isn't Mallrats the guy that he's kind of like, his eyes are a little bit Chinese, a little bit dark hair, and he's like, yeah, man, he's like a stoner type of guy. Yeah, man.
No, that's Cheech and Chong.
No.
That's Cheech and Chong.
That's not even the right decade.
That's
good God.
We're talking 90s buddy comedy, not 70s.
No, dude, I'm not talking... Whatever, dude.
How old are you?
For the record, I am the older, but I've seen Mallrats.
I saw it too when it came
seen
out.
Seen and enjoyed.
Jason Lee, Jeremy London, Shannon Doherty, 1995. It has a 7.2 on IMDb.
And that was his second movie or his third? I can't remember if Chasing Amy came first or Mallrats.
It
I think
was
it was Mallrats.
Clerks, then Mallrats, then Chasing Amy, then Dogma... than Jay and Silent Bob.
But Rick, you didn't like Chasing Amy, which was amazing.
No.
You didn't like the whole lesbian thing?
I had no problem with that. I didn't like the movie at all. At all.
Oh, it had such an amazing look to it. I always loved the feel to that movie. The opening music alone always catches
me. The problem
I
had was, I mean, aside from the fact that I don't think it fits the whole genre very well.
The whole New Jersey universe.
It's a little bit outside of that.
That's true. It is very, very different than those.
Then you have Jason Lee trying to decide if he's in love with...
I liked that. he was just battling himself the entire movie.
Yeah, and I had a problem.
So, beyond gay, but...
This all sounds incredibly gay since I have no association to any of them. Jason this guy, Brangelina this, Todd... Braxton, whatever. I just, to me, it's too much. I invented the name just to make it even more incredibly outrageous. But the point is that, what are you guys talking about? Kevin I haven't Smith? Seen none of these movies, dude.
The Mind of Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith directed all of these and is Jay's partner, Silent Bob, who speaks maybe five words in the entire five-film thing.
I swear to you, this must be a northern and Midwestern and mountain. Because it's almost... I'm surrounded by knowledge that I have no... No, dude.
Kevin Smith is the writer and director of all the movies we've been discussing here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he also played a part in them called Silent Bob.
Yes.
And how did you... Is this like a cultural thing with you guys?
It is for me.
I have no...
Kevin Smith defined my own film. Probably he's the main inspiration for everything I do on YouTube.
So somebody said chasing what?
Amy.
Chasing Amy... I remember that name. Is that, like, from the 1980s, or is that, like, 2000s?
Not 90s.
He came out in 1997.
Wow, was it 97?
He was big all through the 90s.
Now, I didn't know this. There's actually a Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. That's his best movie, dude. You must watch that.
It's the original
cast as well.
Oh.
But you're talking about Ben Affleck?
Jay's out of jail.
Ben Affleck is a very, very small part in these movies. Very small.
He was in Chasing Amy, and he was in Dogma. He played one of the angels in Dogma.
And Mallrats.
Yeah, I stand corrected, actually. He was pretty big in those two.
I didn't think he was in Mallrats,
in Mallrats. He's that slimy salesman or whatever.
Oh, but he wasn't the character in
Do you remember the quote?
Chasing Amy.
Yeah, okay. Having sex in an uncomfortable place.
Back of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I remember now.
You know who looks cool from that group of people, of those actors? Matt Damon. At least he's like Bourne Identity, jumping around and getting... But for some reason, Ben Affleck, he looks like he could have stepped out of a shower in a sauna at a Hollywood, I don't know, prayer breakfast, and he just walks through, and there's feeding...
Do you have a problem with clean cut guys?
No, but not playing rough and tough guys. You know, it's like, dude... If you guys don't see... Okay, it's kind of like watching Mick Jagger singing about chicks. Yes, I know the guy gets, like, punani like nobody's business because he's Mick Jagger. But if you see him prancing around the stage... Dude, he's a... I hate to say the word. You know what? Screw it. I don't like him because he's a... He looks like a flamer, but not that I have a problem with flamer. But he talks about, I'm so cool. And he's got that jerking motion. For instance, Steve Tyler has the same motion thing, but at least he's more ballsy. I can deal with... Are you following me, dudes? Are you following me?
I think you just lost about 50 viewers.
Yeah. We only had 35, so thank you. We're now negative.
So you didn't like the new Batman movies, I take it? The Batman versus Superman?
No,
You do not like the Batfleck.
No, dude, I don't like that. I like the one that you were talking about the other time. I don't know where you mentioned it. I don't even know where I talk to you guys anymore. It's like the internet's like, I'm confused already. But you said that he's more like grungy, whatever, dude. I don't even remember where the hell we talked about.
You said you like Christian Bale better, I think. I think we all agreed on that. Yeah. But I think me and Rick said we thought Affleck did a good job, though.
Yeah, well, here's where I disagree with you all. Because as a Batman comic fan, Christian Bale was not my image of Batman at all. Frank Miller is more my image of Batman, and Ben Affleck pulled that off way better than Bale could ever dream of. But you got to know the 87. You got to know the comic. There's a lot of different Batmans and a lot of different opinions on them. So you got to know the Batman I'm imagining specifically. Everybody has a different image of Batman in their mind.
Gray spandex from the 1960s.
Adam West.
That's not the image I have.
With his cherry popping Robin walking around saying, "Golly Adam gee, West. Batman."
The Adam West.
Golly
Batman.
Gee.
There was an indie Batman film. I caught it on Netflix not too long ago. And now Zack Snyder, I think, was involved in that.
What? How did that one slip past?
Oh, I think it slipped past a lot of people, but I'm trying to find the name of it now.
Was that a low-budget thing?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So there was no action or anything, but it had, the whole premise was there, though?
The premise was there. Yeah. Hmm. They tried to capture the Frank Miller, and I don't think they got very close, but...
How did that get past me? I have to watch that.
I'll have to find it, but I certainly think, as we mentioned prior to, the Michael Keaton era was nowhere near Frank Miller.
No, that was campy and hokey.
Oh, yeah.
Batman kills a man in it and throws him off a roof.
Yeah. Just whatever. Yeah. Didn't buy it.
However, in Batman versus Superman, I'm pretty sure he kills about 9 people.
Oh, God. Yeah.
At least. And that annoyed me. That was the big thing in that movie that I didn't like. Even the Frank Miller Batman in the comics, he would break your fucking legs. Excuse me. He would break your legs just for looking at him funny, but he wouldn't kill you.
Whoopsie.
try not to curse.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Eloy's curse count is much like Batman's body count. It's ever climbing. I'm a nearby second, though, for the record. But
I am amazed.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just amazed at how you've managed to somehow silence your chip chewing since we hit record.
Yeah, it is really weird. Good. I can't hear it. I keep looking at it, but I can't hear it.
When it's the beard.
Yeah, that beard. That. Nut cushion. Sorry, that comes from work. That's what they call me.
Nut
cushion.
I have the biggest beard at work, and my nickname has become Nut Cushion.
Oh God!
And I'm in charge of them.
You should probably hit somebody. I'm just saying.
Ball breaking goes hand in hand with everybody there.
Scratched.
Back in the day, there used to live Frankie with his mom and dad and his older brother Moses, and Moses had an extensive comic book collection, massive. He said and claimed that he owned X-Men number 1 and a bunch of other stuff, and we were always like peeing our pants to, oh please Moses. He was older, he had like girlfriends that were hot, and we were like little, you know, dingleberries. And he loaned me out of his collection, so he was cool, but yet he was older. Alpha Flight. And we did talk about this before, and the guys might be thinking, oh crap, Alpha Flight again. But I'm just, now that you're here, I'm just asking, did you ever collect, was it a big deal, Alpha Flight, for you guys?
I'm going to go ahead and just tell you, I've never heard of Alpha Flight.
But you're son of a gun.
That's Marvel.
Is that an X-Men thing?
You're a DC man.
Yeah, see, I did not collect, I have bought 0 Marvel comics in my life, but I have bought in probably upwards of a few thousand DC comics.
Whoa, dude, you just, okay, you know what,
I've always
dude?
Been 100% DC over here. Always walked right past Marvel. Cared
DC
not,
or AC? AC cared, or DC? Come
cared
on.
Not for Thor. Straight to Superman, straight to Batman, straight to the Justice League.
I like the Justice League, though.
I can't wait for the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
But you're freaking me out, dude.
Ben looks like a badass in that movie.
Oh, dude, Jason Momoa playing Aquaman was a perfect choice.
Oh. Damn right. When Aquaman throws Ben up against the wall, the look on his face is just spot on. See you later, Eloy. He just quit the podcast.
Eloy has exited the eating area. Apparently the dining is over.
Clearing up his chip bags.
Yeah.
But no, that movie, I can't wait for that. Right. That looks like it'll be even better than... It looks like they've taken Batman versus Superman and just made it even better and added the more characters.
Right.
And it's not like Marvel, they've been doing it for 15 years. They're just kicking off their universe.
What do you think about the Wonder Woman movie? You think it'll be good?
That looks spectacular as well. And it's the first time she's been on the big screen.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's about time they put a powerful woman like that from the DC universe, no less, on the screen.
Yeah.
And hot doesn't hurt either.
Exactly. My daughter's going to like it because she's a woman, and I'm going to like watching it.
Yes.
I was never a huge Wonder Woman fan by any means. I understand the story and, you know, being from the Amazon and the whip and all that stuff, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know her from the Justice League quite well, so I'm excited to have her on here. And I think Gal Gadot, I thought the same thing as everybody else at first. She looks too small. Wonder Woman should be a big, bulky woman. She's massive, but she did a fantastic job. She looks great in the suit.
Yeah.
When she was fighting that beast at the end of Batman versus Superman, she looked more badass than Superman did.
I think I buy her as Wonder Woman more than I'm going to buy, what's the guy's name doing Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. because Aquaman was always that weird dude with the orange chest and the green pants, and he could talk to fish, and who the hell cares, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think I ever bought one Aquaman comic on purpose. It was always in a bag of crap that I bought, and I went, oh, cool, I can burn that. Awesome, right? So it's going to be a hard transition for me to go, okay, here's this badass, you know, Khal Drogo, and he talks to guppies. Great.
Right. You know what it is, eh? It's just the suit. Everybody just sees the suit, and they don't even want to know the story. They're like, no, not, no way. I don't want to know anything about that guy.
Did you ever watch any of the animated stuff, any of the animated DC stuff, Alan?
I still, to this day, I put on Batman the Animated Series when I go to bed at night, because I've watched it's that show that I've seen such an incredible amount of times that it just puts me to sleep now because it's comforting.
Well, there was an episode, I think it was the Justice League, whatever that was called, whatever they called that series, and the one where Aquaman, I think it's his daughter, he's trying to save her or something. Whoever the bad guy was hangs her on a rock or whatever under the ocean. And
that's his brother.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah, and he cuts his own arm off. That stuff's pretty...
Casey Kasem. I don't know, Batman.
DC is really dark. Marvel is really more family-oriented. I like the Marvel movies. Don't get me wrong. I think they're great. But I can't get into... I don't have time for the comics, let's put it that way. I have to decide between one or the other. I commit to storylines like you wouldn't believe. It's like The Walking Dead.
See, now, we gave that up after series 3, I think. Whatever. When they start bringing people into the jail that they've liberated from the town after the governor is supposed to have died, I was like, you know what? We're done with this. I haven't picked it up again. So
I'm still going strong with it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody says it's great. We just... You know, other things come up and I'll get to it, and we just never get to it, you know?
Well, the good thing about it now is when you do have the time, you'll be able to binge watch so much that it's going to be amazing.
Good point. Yeah, because that's what we did with the first three. It was just boom. Right.
Kind of like Daredevil, I really, really liked, but then I just didn't have the time for it, so I gave it up. But I've been just chomping at the bit, waiting to just sit there and binge watch the whole second season.
It's so good.
But I need a good solid 8 hours to watch it, though.
And I wish, oh God, and every time I listen, I've re-listened to episode 1, 2, or 3 times now, and every time I'm like, why didn't I bring up Punisher? Oh, I'm such an idiot. I should have talked about Punisher, because Frank is one of my all times. Oh, love.
Frank Castle?
Yeah. Oh, that dude. Sick.
I saw the movie.
The movie sucked.
No justice.
Actually, both movies
no justice
sucked.
At all.
The best part about the better of the two Punishers, which was the newer version, if you will, was John Panette as the crazy fat neighbor. Other than that, the movie sucked, right? And none of it was as good as the comics were.
I used to collect them. That was one of my favorites. I lost all my comic books in a flood, and that really, really... I mean, I had so many awesome... Punisher, every time I'd go on Sunday to Sunshine Comics on Bird Road.
Do you have it yet?
It was like, yeah. I mean, but dude, the way they drew it, those 19, if you guys go to a comic shop, if you have one nearby, and they have like catalog stuff, it just, oh my goodness, dude, it felt so good coming back and bringing those home, and like, just... That's what I enjoyed doing, dude.
Not to give away too much about
Punisher.
Your Daredevil journey, which I hope you take, because it's season 2 is amazingly good. Punisher shows up. I'm sure you figured that out.
Oh, no way.
Oh, crap. All right.
I binge watched season 1 right when it first came out. I don't remember anything about Frank Castle or the Punisher. Am I crazy or what am I?
No.
They used to cross paths in the comic books. Yeah. They would cross paths.
And some of them, they were friends. Some of them, they were on opposite sides, right? Frank wanted to just wipe everything out, and Daredevil's like, no, they have to see justice. And Frank's like, screw that, fuck them, boom, you know? So, but yeah, they were crossing left and right. But season 2 of Daredevil, Punisher's back. And, the guy that plays him does an amazing job. It's the best Punisher in a movie, TV, whatever, period. That dude is wicked. It's the guy from Walking Dead, who was the Rick's partner.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Yeah, I forget his name. I know who you mean. The guy he killed in season two.
Yeah, yeah. Was spoiling the wife. And, yeah. So,
spoilers.
I'll tell you
like
the story. But
5 years old.
Three and a half minutes into it, you instantly realize he's going to be Punisher. And then it's just watching that journey happen. That's awesome. So please do. Oh, my God.
I will be. I had no idea.
The Punisher movies, all of them sucked.
Yeah.
All of them sucked. The grit of the actual comic. Punisher and even Daredevil in the 1980s, late 80s, right? Even all throughout the 80s, but all throughout that time, Punisher, Daredevil were the equivalent of what DC had with their grit with Green Arrow and other comics. Because you'd see Green Arrow, like, shooting people and blood splattering out. And that wasn't necessarily the thing. Even the darker Batman time, that wasn't... you didn't see that in comic books like that. You'd see a kill with a zap. And like little, you know, the bubble of electrical. But you never saw the blood pouring down, and you did see that with Green Arrow and with the Punisher. It was so freaking awesome to, I mean, boy, that probably ruined my education completely, just focusing on comic books.
You know what I read online one time you just kind of reminded me of? Was there some type of crossover, and forgive me if I'm nuts here, between the Ninja Turtles and Daredevil?
Oh,
the origins of the Daredevil are, as a child, he's running through the streets and he avoids getting hit by a car, I think, or whatever, and those chemicals hit him in the face, right? And they blind him. So those same chemicals, at that same moment, trickle down through the sewers and on top of the Ninja Turtles. It's the ooze.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Never heard that.
That's like that's a real thing, I think, isn't it? I might be crazy. I wonder if I dream
that. I'm finding all kinds of hits to it online.
Right, okay, good, I'm glad I'm not crazy. But that's a kind of a cool crossover that, like, one you'd never expect.
I didn't.
You know what?
I can tell you, I'm kind of...
I did not like...
The two, they just have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, wow.
They do now.
But you would think, if that was a real thing, though, 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road, they would have written them in together.
Well...
I'm glad they didn't, though.
No, they don't belong
because
together.
Because the Ninja Turtles.
Right here from theweek.com, it says the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles origin story paid... is it homage? Homage?
Yeah, homage.
To the first issue of...
Homage.
Yeah, okay. To,
homage.
Homage. To the first issue of Daredevil from 1963, in which young Matt Murdock is blinded by a radioactive isotope while pushing an old blind man from the path of an oncoming truck.
Yeah.
It goes on and so forth to something about, going down to four baby turtles...
Okay, so the Ninja Turtles writers just decided to write that in on their own. There was no actual collaboration there. It's just a homage.
It would seem that way. Yeah.
Homage. See, Ninja Turtles were my first love as a small, small child.
Homogenized.
Very small child.
Homogenized.
Homogenized.
Homogenized. Pour some homogenized all
just
over.
Eating chips with some homogenized.
Pour some homogenized on me.
Wow.
All over my face, neck, and chest.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, you can take that part out.
Sticky.
No. See, that's...
No.
I think I'll use that along with Eloy's new song.
Yes.
Scratched.
When I was in junior high, W.R. Thomas, junior high, whatever, there was a kid that got into the janitor's locker, and he said, "Yeah, man, you can come in here, look, and you can sniff this stuff, and it gets you high." I was like, "Dude, are you stupid?" Like, I was a kid, and he was sniffing stuff, like turpentine and shit. Like, he'd put it in a sock or on a shirt, and he'd sniff that. What an idiot, dude. Like, I never understood
that.
Take
a deep breath and hit the deck? And
no.
Turn around and walk out.
I never understood that. No, dude, to me, I was like, are you an imbecile? He was an imbecile. He probably still
He's probably... partially retarded at this point if he was sniffing
turpentine.
I would think so.
Yeah. The first time we lost someone, a classmate, and I wish it was the last, but unfortunately it was the first of many, it was exactly that. Final net, a sock, and a paper bag, and a kid was found outside a local mall, gone. So Just blew his lungs up.
I remember a kid dying.
Did you guys... Go ahead.
Sorry, I remember these kids used to take lighter fluid and water, and they'd put like a 50-50 solution into a container, and it would separate one of the chemicals, I guess, into ether, and you'd suck out the bottom layer of the liquid, and then they would sit there and sniff that, and a kid died. He was on the news. This was back in like the late 90s, I think. And he was on the news because that killed him. Just hit the deck the second he did it out. He was done.
Well, Eloy said something about turpentine. Did you guys listen like in the 90s to all those, gosh, what were they? Would have been like skit records or skit CDs or whatever, like the Jerky Boys and all the crap.
The Circle Jerky Boys?
All the crap Adam Sandler did. Do you remember any of that stuff?
I remember some Adam Sandler records.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember Adam Sandler.
You said something about turpentine. It reminded me of that janitor that sings on that one record of his.
I don't remember the Jerk-Off Boys, though.
No.
You don't remember the Jerky Boys?
No.
Oh, Jerky?
The Jerky. Oh. So nobody said Jerk-Off. You're destroying the whole thing. We said Jerky.
He said Jerk-Off.
No, we said Jerk Circle Boys. We said Jerk.
Whoa.
Circle I'm pretty Jerk Boys.
What do you think a circle jerk is?
Okay, Rick, what did he say? I'm pretty sure he said...
Circle jerk.
You guys never you guys never dropped quarters in the middle of a circle?
No.
Hey, you guys... You guys... Dude, in the 80s?
No.
In the 80s?
That's what always happened at the end of a game of D&D.
No.
That's the rules, isn't it?
No.
That's what they told me.
Canadian rules.
But Alan, you have to play. You have to play as a mage. And this is how the game ends. Whatever happens in between doesn't matter.
Wow. No.
Huh. All right. Well, that's how we played in Canada. That's how this
I
is the Canadian version.
I apologize for bringing this up.
Apologies
that's
for the outburst.
That's going to be fun.
Well, let me ask this, though. Let me ask this question. And actually, it's towards Rick. Although you guys may have, I don't know if it kept going after the 80s. But about those circle jerks.
God.
No, I'm kidding.
Thank you.
In the 80s.
Oh, God.
In the 80s.
The circle just grew by the 90s.
Moved into an octagon. They now call it UFC. Go ahead.
In the 80s, they had, like, back then... For me, obviously, not all kids, but I enjoyed going to bookstores and in the corners of the books. No, I enjoyed going to bookstores, and I loved fantasy, adventure, comic books, this and that. Were you the same?
Yes, but my wand stayed in my pants.
Did you enjoy stuff in the 80s?
Yeah, a couple of things. Yeah. I don't know. That was a long time ago man. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. I'm 45. Come on.
So let's keep unwrapping this. Let's unpack this thing. So, did you ever come across those books that you'd read and it said turn a page 193
really stuck together?
And if you make what?
Nothing. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I love those books. Those were awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I thought they were.
No, they were
awesome.
Always they were always fantasy books with dragons in them and everything. I used to read those like
weren't
crazy.
The Hardy Boys like that?
No, you're thinking of Encyclopedia Brown.
Okay.
I used to read Hardy Boys as a very small child. I don't remember any like that.
Straight through.
My sisters used to always get Nancy Drew, and I would get Hardy Boys at Christmas every year.
Yeah. No, we had the complete collection. One of my mom's friends had it, and she thought, oh, he's 14. And I'm like, shit. Maybe, 6 years ago that would have been okay, but no, I've moved
on. I was like eight.
yeah, exactly.
Ryan, did you ever read Goosebumps?
Oh, yeah.
They were huge when we would have been like 10, 12 years old.
My kids actually have a whole collection of them.
They're still around? I got the Goosebumps movie for my kids.
I went out and bought all of them so they could read them. Yep.
Oh, look at that. He's got a Goosebumps book right there. He's 45 years old.
No, this is my stepson. He left them behind when he moved out.
I got the movie for my kids, and they loved it. It's like one of those movies they just keep putting on over and over and over.
The Jack Black one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was that great, to be honest with you.
I thought it was pretty good.
The first half.
Maybe the nostalgia of it, getting to see some of that stuff live action was kind of neat.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the first act was, like, amazing, and then it just started going downhill from there on out for me.
My mom introduced me to the Shannara series as a young kid. She was always buying books and stuff because she read left and right. I was always on so many drugs for the asthma and the allergies, I couldn't sit down and concentrate very long. But I did manage to dive into that one, the Terry Brooks. And it's a very long series of books. MTV actually started making a series of it that's actually pretty good. If you get a chance to watch that, the first series is now on Netflix called Shannara.
Shannara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I don't write that down, there's no way I'm going to remember.
Yeah, two N's. Terry Brooks, common spelling on both. But it's a great series of books. I'm trying to remember which one was first, but the internet is failing me miserably. But anyway, it's really good. And the television series actually follows fairly well. It starts with the Sword of Shannara, then the Elf Stones of Shannara, then Wish Song of Shannara, and then there are little series that branch off here, there, and everywhere.
And you say MTV made a show?
Yeah, which was really shocking.
Really?
I was like, wow, how are they going to do this, and will it be, you know, my teen pregnancy, you know what I mean? But no, they did a really good job with it, and I'm hoping that they're going to do a second season, because it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And then another series that she got me involved in was all about Merlin before King Arthur. And actually, Merlin as a child, and that, and I wish I could remember the name of that. Give me just a sec. The Crystal Cave.
I don't know why I recognize that.
It's been around forever. I got this as a kid. So
I'll bet you my mother probably had that in her collection.
Merlin was kind of a badass as a kid, which was kind of neat. Crystal Cave, The Hollow Hills, The Last Enchantment, and then there's a fourth one that I never read, apparently called The Wicked Day. So, Mary Stewart on that. Good books.
Rick's book recommendations.
Yeah, great. Get another first for the podcast.
You guys, that new King Arthur movie, you think that looks any good?
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen a trailer. But didn't they have a King Arthur movie, like, I want to say 8 or 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, Clive something.
Clive Baker?
He was a doctor. It wasn't called King Arthur either. It was interesting because in that adaptation of the story, Arthur was a Roman soldier guarding Hadrian's Wall, and the Picts are what eventually became his round table, along with the remaining Roman soldiers. So they have it take place right about the time Hadrian's Wall fell and the Germanic tribes came across Hadrian's Wall. So they threw a little bit more historical fact into it than what the true Arthurian legend was all about. He didn't really unite the kingdom. He wasn't born in, you know, an Excalibur wasn't this amazing, powerful weapon. It was just a sword that he was really good at throwing around. And people got pissed at that because they're like, you just totally ruined King Arthur. But I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, the new one comes out this next month, I think.
That should be pretty badass for 2017.
Charlie Hunnam, you guys ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, who name?
He's playing Arthur.
He'd be a good Arthur.
Jude Law is playing Vortigern. I guess that's how you say it.
What year was the last one from like 8 or 10 years ago? It's got to be over 10 years.
Was it called King Arthur or Arthur? Mm-mm. What was it
I think
called?
It was just called Arthur.
Let me look.
But anyways, I saw that in theaters, and about three quarters of the way through the movie, I had to take a leak. And I get up from my seat. I was with a girl. I get up from my seat. I go to the washroom, and I go in there, and there's these three guys smoking pot. And I was kind of stunned and, you know, just taken aback at the time. I was like, what the f***? Of all places, what are you doing? But I decided to ignore them, and I went over and I started taking a leak, and I'm about halfway through the leak with my junk out, and an employee walks in just freaking out, yelling at us. And I had no idea who these guys were. I'd never seen them before in my life. And they kicked all four of us out. The guy refused to listen to me. I couldn't even get a sentence out with him. He was so irate. And that was it.
Wow.
I lost the date. I lost everything. Because she didn't believe me either. She was like, no, you're in there smoking pot with those guys. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you can drive yourself home. I had nothing to do with that. I was taking a leak. So I never got to see the end of Arthur.
Oh.
2004, there was one.
Yeah, 2004, yeah, King Arthur. Clive Owen is who I was trying to think of. And Keira Knightley is...
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Smoking, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. She's a Pict, and her father is actually Merlin. But yeah, that's the one that... And it is King Arthur. And then they did another one, Kingdom of Heaven, that was supposed to be a takeoff of that as well, but... not so good.
I think there's been quite a few of them over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Popular
79,
story.
79, 92. Oh, wait. 92 is a cartoon, I guess, or it's a TV series.
I was just going to say, what is the cartoon movie they had when I was a kid? I used to watch it a lot. What was that called?
Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. I used to watch that, like, religiously as a child.
That was a good kid, you know, a good movie when we were kids. But I think it was before our time, wasn't it?
It reminded me of, like, The Last Unicorn. I don't know. I watched it a lot in the late 80s and early 90s, and it probably was.
VHS.
The Last Unicorn was definitely before me.
You guys grew up with that, and Eloy and I grew up with Excalibur, and that was amazing. Patrick Stewart was one of the early nights in that, and I didn't know it. I watched it back. I'm like, holy crap, that's Captain Picard. You know, I missed it the first time. What do you know?
No, that's one of those movies that's like The Labyrinth. It's from my own childhood. It's like timeless. I can just watch it a million times over.
Rumpelstiltskin, the movie in the 80s.
No.
Spinning That Wheel.
Beastmaster.
Did you say Beastmaster?
Yeah. It was terrible, but there was hotness in it.
No. Not back then. Not when we were watching it as kids.
What about...
That was a...
What about
movie.
Heavy Metal?
Oh.
Everybody
yes.
watched
oh,
Heavy
yeah.
Metal, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, but it bored me halfway through. I'm like, everything's so... It, like, the cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after a while, with that stupid orb flying around, I was like, you know, yeah, I saw it, okay, but it's just... It's too much. Everybody's like, ooh, Heavy Metal, I get it. You know, but I don't know, dude. At some point, it just loses me. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's like, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it out loud. I think, okay, I'm going to say this.
Are you sure?
I love Pink Floyd, but the movie, The Wall, the actual movie, I hate it.
I'm going to punch you.
I hate The Wall.
I'm going to find a way to punch you through the internet in the eye. For saying that.
I just do. Now, on the flip side, I don't know, dude. It's like they could have done it better. It's so limited, but whatever. On the flip side, I do like The Who's Pinball Wizard.
That was terrible.
See, I like that one.
That was terrible.
I like.
You two are the perfect contrast.
We generally are anyway. I don't know how we hooked up, but here we keep going. I don't know. Yeah, that was horrible. How can you say that about The Wall and you like Pinball Freaking Wizard? A blind kid who's really good at pinball. Who gives a shit? Are you serious?
I like it. I like that movie, and it's got Eric Clapton. It's got freaking Tina Turner. Got a bunch of... Now, The Wall... It's just... I don't know, dude. It's just so...
The Wall's got
the wall,
Bob
the movie.
Geldof
I like
before
the wall,
he was
the,
Bob
the album,
Geldof.
But the movie doesn't do it justice.
Come on.
What?
It's got Bob Geldof in it before he saved and fed the world, dude. Feed the world. We are the world. We are the children.
I'm just, you know... I'm being truthful here. It's just, you know, it's one of those things.
You know, back to... Heavy Metal, you know what was really cool is that South Park episode where they made fun of Heavy Metal the whole time, where the cats were pissing each other, cats were pissing on people's faces and getting them high and going on a Heavy Metal trip.
That was funny.
All in the name of boobs.
Well, I mean, you know,
Because I'm with Eloy. Heavy metal was good, but about halfway through, you just totally lose interest because it's just more of the same, more of the same.
Have you watched it as an adult?
That 23-minute mark.
An adult, have you watched it?
No. I haven't watched it in probably 10
Try
years.
Try again. Now that your perspective has changed. All right, I'll make you this deal. I'll watch They Live, you watch Heavy Metal again.
Deal.
Oh, I'll do that. Right. I'll do that. But if you watch They Live, it's not a fair thing because I've already watched both, and I can tell you right now that They Live kicks ass and Heavy Metal kicks ass, except that it's, look, you have to, you can go exploring and go crazy, but come down to reality, touch base, and then take off again. But I hate when stuff is just constantly spacey or constantly grounded. Give me a little bit of, you know, back and forth, you know? I'm sorry, dude. That's I'm firmly grounded on that stance. You can't move me. No, but you know what I mean, though, right? Like, if you're going to go crazy in a movie, whatever it is, you have to have touchdown points, you know? I'm not dissing Heavy Metal, for goodness sakes, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's so wacky constantly. It's so out there, like, you're just on a journey constantly. Let me touch home, you know? And then we can take off again and just, you know, there's got to be a return to home base.
Okay. What about Ninja Scroll? Anybody seen that?
No.
Never heard of it.
Look it up. I think it's on Hulu right now, actually, if you have that.
Wait a second.
Oh,
Ninja Scroll.
Ninja Scroll?
Yeah.
When I hear scroll, I just think of woodworking. And I think of a ninja sitting at a... The last place you want a ninja to be in a movie is sitting at a scroll saw station, well, you know, comfortably without moving.
My mind goes straight to seeing Chris Farley sitting at a scroll saw as the Beverly Hills ninja.
Just going ape
shit. No. I'm.
You know what you should see? You know what you should see? You should see Table Saw Ninja. And then you should
check
out. Dude,
Saw Ninja
Router,
is so much better. Come on.
Router Samurai.
The Router Raiden.
No, this is a. I'm not very much into anime. And a friend of mine that I worked with when I was with the Sheriff's Department got me on this. He's like, dude, you got to see this. This is great. Came out in 93. And I'm like, ah, okay, whatever, you know. But, I mean, basically, it's like almost all the kung fu movies we grew up watching, Eli. You know, this dude comes out of nowhere and he's an amazing teacher. And all of a sudden, there's this mission that everybody has to go on. It's critical. And, you know, it's crazy stuff. So, I mean, essentially what they're doing is... The leader of this town is really a demon, and he's the only one that can see it. The lead character, and he gets this powerful sword and takes on the big demon and cleans the whole nine. It's kind of neat. So it's everything we grew up with on a Sunday afternoon, local channels.
Blah blah blah.
Scratched.
So is this an open invite? No.
I didn't hear him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said, is this an open invite?
I said, yeah.
Now that I heard
I need all three to say you.
Of course.
Yes.
Eloy's the host. Oh, that was sexy. No, it won't happen. This is actually...
freaking oozing because Rick just did that.
Yes.
This is the time, like, because of my job, Friday through Saturday is the time I'm always filming videos, so... It definitely wouldn't happen weekly, but I haven't been making videos weekly lately, yeah. So I would like to come back if it's all good with everybody else.
I am totally down with that.
You're going to have to sweeten the pot a little bit for me.
Oh.
He's in, guys.
Oh.
He's
no,
in.
No.
Wow.
Shirt's
okay.
Off.
Okay. I forgot we're doing video. Oh, damn.
Yeah, Eloy can't see me, though.
actually, I fixed that problem a while back.
That's why you went into.
I've been
power
giving you the finger
mode.
The whole show.
No, you haven't. I've been watching. Here, look. No, hold on.
Oh yeah, look
what is
there.
That?
Whoa.
I don't know how you fixed it, but you fixed it.
Thanks, Alan.
But all right, thanks, guys. I'll keep the Skype and come back and sometime.
All right, dude. Like when they say screwed up comments, they completely edit it out.
Whatever.
But they use me as
again. I direct you to Richard Gere, who had to do the Richard Gere thing. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I love you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys keep
fighting.
Thanks,
Alan.